News for Gamers, Internet's Now radio program proudly presents...
The M4G Podcast!
Every week you're tuning in, listening to us ramble on about the latest in gaming news. And without further ado, let us introduce you to Zero Tolerance, Gambit's Con. Give Pepper Wombat to a special guest or two if we are nice enough to let them on our podcast, the N4G Podcast.
Yeah, that's cool right there.
Jesus, we should have a cluck off.
That's terrible. Hey man, shut the cluck up.
All right, welcome back to another week. News for Gamers Radio for the week of August 18th, 2008. And with us this week, we have a small show in the studio. This week, we have Jason Gambrell, Gamers Con.
So small, so small.
Yeah.
Quit describing your weenie size.
Wow. As you may have also heard, we have anger-driven Killer Wolverine, Justin Testa.
I am fueled by anger.
I'm fueled by Mountain Dew.
I'm sorry. That explains the gas.
Well, it could. But, you know. Anyway.
I'm fueled by passion.
Yeah, I know. You'll hear that in the outtake.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You like that, baby?
Sound like the Kool-Aid man getting it on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyway. We're going to do a little fondling this week. And then we're going to do a little news, a little dirt, and then we're going to answer a lot of questions.
And we may call you back.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
But we'll start off the fondling with Mr. Khan.
Starting with me?
Don't I always?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Do you think something's out of whack?
All right. This week, I played some more Soul Calibur.
Really?
Yeah.
Aren't you tired of that game yet?
You know, out of the past few weeks I played it, I have played it the less.
The less?
The less. The lesser of 3 weeks. That doesn't make any sense.
Not at all. I was just going with the flow.
You know, I sometimes kind of go in a Yoda mode where I talk backwards, and it's like you have to reverse your thinking to figure out what I just said. But anyway,
Unless you're dogging the PS3. Oh, the Zing!
Oh! The PS3.
Anyway, so what else you play?
But the other game I played was, I tried to play more Braid, but I'm stuck. And there's this, like, part of my brain that started to glow red with complete...
Is that your weak spot? If I shoot it, will you die?
Yes, it flashes red. It's like, here, hit me here. But anyway, I mean, it's like a burning anger.
It's a burning anger.
Yeah, it's like a burning anger. It's like, I only have 23 puzzle pieces in the game. And I don't really want to attempt to even get the other ones. I just really want to know how to get this particular one puzzle piece.
Well, you will figure it out. Don't cheat it. Don't cheat yourself.
And it's driving me insane.
Which one are you stuck on?
I'm
just curious.
I was going to say, don't spoil it.
Well, thing is, I mean, I'd have to draw it for you.
Well, we don't want that. That's not very... That doesn't make for very good radio.
That's not very compelling.
Well, what world are you on?
It's world number three.
Three?
Yeah, three. Yeah, I'm still early in the game, man.
He's like, you making fun of me? You calling me stupid?
Yeah. Are you calling me...
Because you're like, you're stuck on world three?
I didn't mean it that way.
It's like you're sipping a glass of wine, and you're like, oh, you're stuck on level three.
I finished the game.
And then you just, like, throw the wine glass right behind your back, and it busts on the ground behind you, like in video games. But,
what is a man?
Wine glass.
Worthless pile of lies.
Worthless pile of secrets. But how about you? But anyway, play a little bit of Braid, and it's pretty cool. Also played some Fable pub games.
The pub games?
The pub games. I got to play the pub games.
The pub games?
Yeah, pub games.
How much did you play? Did you play all of them or just a little bit?
Just enough to go in debt a little bit.
Enough to go in debt a little bit.
And
excuse me.
I realized that the whole idea of Fable 2 pub games is a broken idea.
Why is it broken?
Because it sounds good on paper. It sounds really good on paper. It's like, you know, mini games that you can play while you're waiting for Fable 2 to use, have your currency to use in the full game when it comes out. That's all fine and dandy. That's enough to get me excited. I'm like, ooh, I'm so excited.
And it was free because you pre-ordered it.
Yeah, and it's free because I pre-ordered it. So it's pretty... It sounds pretty sweet on the outside. But on the inside, once you download the game and start playing it, you realize that all the games are chance. Games of chance.
Just like real gambling.
Yeah, and I've never been into real gambling, you know? It's like just chance, you know? There's no strategy. The only strategy that I saw is quit while you're ahead, even if it's by, like, one gold coin more than what you put into the bet. Just quit right then and there, because the game has so much of a tendency to screw you. And it's way, way, way too easy to go in debt. And it says, actually, in the game, like a warning, if you get too much in debt, you know, you'll have a tough time playing the full version of the game. And, you know, that's really kind of...
No, what it's warning you that if you get too much in debt and don't pay it off, when you play Fable 2, you will get motherfuckers on your ass.
It'll be the
debt collectors.
Ye old mob.
Yes, ye old mob.
Well, that's great. You know, I'm glad that I'm only a little bit in debt, you know, so...
Well, you could pay off your debt, man. Pay it off. You don't want your fingers broken?
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, exactly. I'll just pay it off, but in the meantime, I'm not gonna play any more of Fable 2 pub games, you know?
What?
Nobody got rich by sitting on their ass.
See?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I should go back and play it. Maybe I'll break even.
They're fun little games to play, and when you unlock certain, you know, different items to you know, use in Fable 2, I think it's fun.
Yeah,
I mean, I know.
I totally forgot about that part.
I mean, all the games are by chance, but I mean, sometimes chance don't screw you.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get really lucky. Like I got the jackpot on that first game, and
sweet.
And several times after that too. So the one I find the most hard is the spinner one.
Yeah.
That one you have no control over.
Exactly.
But there is a way to kind of cheat it. If you hit the A button to start the spinning, you haven't played it. If you hit the A button to start spinning, you can hit it again to make it stop spinning. So that way you don't have to let it keep going for as long
as
it does. So you maybe can spam it that way and get
luck. So you could do a little spamming?
Yeah.
A little bit of extra loot on the side?
Yeah.
Or
cool,
you can count
man.
Cards, like Dustin Hoffman.
That might not work in a video game, but we could try.
All right. Where's Dustin at?
But,
anyway, what
I
else
have
you
him
playing?
On speed dial. Where's my phone?
Sweet. Well, he ain't doing nothing else. So what else you playing?
The other game I played on XBLA is Bionic Commando.
Bionic Commando?
Rearmed. Yes.
Okay.
The action is back.
The action is back.
Yeah, the one armed action is back.
Capcom thanks you for your endorsement.
Yeah, you can put that on the back of the box. Gambus Khan says the one.
He cracks himself up.
The one armed action is back. Well, anyway. Oh, sorry if I lose composure, but. It's a good game. It's really good. It reminds me of an old NES game.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I wonder why. To tell you the truth, Bionic Commando was one of those games I never actually beat back in the day. Back in the day, since I was, you know, a little kid, I only got to get that didn't make sense. I only received like two or three games per year, and it was usually Christmas, birthday, and then when I would just cry a lot on a particular day, I'd get the third game. But in the meantime, I was able to rent a lot of games, and one of the games I rented a few times was Bionic Commando, and it would always piss me off, and I never actually beat the game. I think I made it, like, both times I would make it about halfway through the game. But, yeah, playing this game brought back some memories, you know. I just love the awesome, the 8-bit music. It's like 8-bit, but at the same time it has, like, more stereo channels than an 8-bit game. So it sounds like an 8-bit game being played through a modern-day synthesizer. So it's kind of like a modern-day take on 8-bit music. So I thought that was freaking awesome, you know.
How long did it take you to adjust to the fact that you can't jump? There's never really been another, like, mechanic like that in a side-scroller, and they stuck to it.
Yeah,
they redid the level so that it was different for the people who had memorized the original game, but it took me a while to get accustomed to it because there were so many times I wanted to jump.
Oh, yeah. If you could jump in that game, the game would be really easy.
Well, yeah.
Even if you could jump just a little bit, you know, just enough to get over a little platform, the whole game would be completely easy afterwards, you know. But, I really like the music of the game. It's nice homage to 8-bit music. Gameplay is like, it's kind of like the original. Well, it's very much like the original, but of course it feels better. It's got, you know, modern physics attached to the 8-bit gameplay. So that's that's an incentive right there.
I really love the way it looks too.
Oh yeah.
Visually, it's very cool. It's just something about it. It's real slick.
Oh man, you got that right.
And I love the interface. I like the little map where you fly a little helicopter from level to level,
and how if you like get hit by the enemy when you're on the map stage, it switches over to an overhead bird's eye view gameplay mechanic, sort of like a Ikari Warriors.
Yeah.
And that part's pretty sweet, too. Even though there's a lot of games like that on XBLA, this game is pretty cool in the context of Bionic Commando. And overall, it's well worth it. It's a fantastic game. I haven't beaten it yet. I'm probably maybe a quarter of the way through the game, and it's pretty freaking hard. It's pretty hard. I know a lot of people who aren't even as far as me saying that the game's really freaking hard, so, you know, it's pretty challenging. I like the bosses.
Yeah.
The bosses are pretty sweet, you know. You kind of have to outthink the bosses. Well, there's not much outthink. It's basically learn the pattern, learn the weak spot, and then exploit the weak spot, you know, like most 8-bit games. But I really, really enjoy the game. And now that I see what could be done with remakes, I really... Really, Capcom, if someone from Capcom is listening, which they're probably not, but if there's someone from Capcom listening, please, I would, Gambus Khan requests a remake of Strider, the arcade version. Well, heck, man, the arcade version and the NES version, but I would love both, but priority-wise, arcade version. I would love an arcade version of Strider. That's like my favorite action arcade game ever. And I think a new high definition version of that game would be like just freaking splendid.
Freaking splendid.
Freaking splendid.
So what else you fondling? Anything?
Yeah. One other game that I picked up this week because it was really cheap and it's a it's an older game. It came out about a year and a half ago or 2 years ago for 360. I picked up and played a little bit of Fear. Was it called First Encounter?
Assault Recon.
Assault Recon. Yeah. I picked up Fear, the original Fear game. First-person shooter, even though it's not, you know, first-person shooter genre is not really my forte, but it seems like anymore I usually end up playing a first-person shooter every week now. And I picked up Fear, and I remember playing the demo of it and thinking, man, this game's really freaking hard. But there's something about it, like the way the characters look and the way the characters act.
I really hope you like the way the characters look.
Because that's like the only type of character in the whole freaking game.
Oh, yeah. There's only like two enemy types.
Yeah, well, I like the game. It is pretty tough. It's got this like really cool sense of action style that, you know, a lot of games have since then are a little bit better at the certain type of action. But I think Fear, it has a certain feeling to it that I really like, you know, between the little girl from The Ring. No, not The Ring. Ring, no, not Ringu. I'm getting my Japanese horror movies mixed up.
The Grudge?
Yeah, The Grudge. The little girl from The Grudge, even though she doesn't go, even though she doesn't do that. You know, she still walks around. She's like a shadowy figure.
That's Alma.
Yeah, Alma.
Alma. Yeah.
Alma.
Like almonds.
Like almonds.
Yeah, kind of like Alma.
Almonds are pretty good. I like almonds. They're pretty tasty. You know, put them on some ice cream. Well, anyway. Yeah, when you see this little girl, it's like, oh, no. Heck no. Things are about to get freaky. But,
Alrighty.
Yeah, I like Fear. It's a really tough game. It's a really tough first-person shooter game. It doesn't hold you by the hand at all. It just throws you in. Well, the first stage was pretty easy, but the second stage is just like, it's like balls to wall, man. It's like balls to the wall.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So what are you looking forward to playing this week?
A little game called Too Human.
All right, anything else?
Not really. Not this week. Cool. Well, actually probably more of the same of like everything that I mentioned. But then on top of that, Too Human.
Well, we'll move on to Killer Wolverine.
All right.
All right. I didn't play that game either.
It wasn't very fun.
I know.
I did download the Pub Games and the Bionic Commando game. Pub Games, I disagree with you. I think they're cool. They're hard, and you're right, it's by chance, but I think it's cool for free. Well, for $5 anyway, because you technically paid $5 for it. But
no, you technically didn't pay anything.
I paid
for it.
Because
you pre-order, you get it for free, but it is $10 if you buy it.
Yeah, so either way. I enjoy it, and like it's going to be hard getting those achievements, too, and that was gross. I got two of them, more than you.
Oh!
Gamus only has, like, four achievements, though, total.
Oh, total?
Across all of his games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
They're all on Soul Calibur.
What was the first game in that called?
The Tower?
Tower of...
Babel?
No.
Oh.
Fuck, I don't remember. But that it's kind of a cross between Uno and 21, if I can put it in terms. Or Blackjack, rather.
Hmm.
It's also called 21. Don't laugh at my stupidity.
I am. And so is America.
And it's a really interesting game. It's the one I played the most. You start out with two rows. And there's eight different rows, and each row you add more cards. So it looks like a tower. And the first card... I won't fucking explain it.
I know, I just said okay,
fine.
What?
I'm going to go over here.
The rows are made up of cards, right. And they're not existing yet. You start from the top.
Right.
And you work your way down.
Right. And you got, you know, your number cards, which I think the highest number is 7, if I remember correctly.
I think so.
And then you have the hero cards. Now, these are interesting in the fact that the first card is face down. And then the other row, the cards are face up. And from there on, the cards are face up. And you have to, and they add across, and you want to get the highest amount of, you know, score, because they add up. So 7 and 6, if you get a 7 and 6, it's 13. So if you take that bet, you get 13 gold. And then the next row, if you have a, you'll get 3 cards, and if you get a 7, a 6, and a 2, the 7 matches up with the 7 above it, and those cancel out. But, and then you lose. Because you have to have the whole row to move on. But the hero card, if you get that, if that gets dealt to you, will save you from that. So if you get a 7 that, you know, takes away the other 7, and the 6 that takes away the other 6, your hero card will come in and save it. So you can still play. But, and then that one face down card also saves 1 of those.
Yeah, the face down card could save you, but at the same time, about half the time that it would save me, it would just throw down the exact same card that screwed me in first place. So it pissed me off a little bit.
Yeah. Well, again,
and now I would lose money.
Well, like you said, it's a game of chance.
Yeah, it's a game of chance, and it says to you, it should have a disclaimer. It should be like, warning: this game will screw you over.
Then no one will buy it.
Yeah, just like all gambling.
All right.
I'm one of those nerds that Las Vegas, in my opinion, when I think of Las Vegas, I think of two things: Showgirls and the Star Trek experience.
I have nothing to say to that.
And I'll just leave it at that.
Anyway, what
I
else
totally
you playing?
I think of something different.
what else you playing?
Well, I wasn't done with that.
Oh, God.
Damn, man. Well, fine. I'll move on. I did play Bionic Commando.
What? You're saying that Bionic Commando is just
Yeah, I think he's on crack, too.
Well, what have you been smoking, man?
I don't know.
You don't
know?
Gave
it to me.
Oh. Oh, okay. That explains it then, yeah.
Why don't you like it?
I don't know. I just can't get drawn into it. It's just, I don't know. I like the grappling arm, but I just don't like it. I don't know.
You don't like 8-bit goodness, huh?
Apparently not. I've played.
You don't like that chocolatey goodness.
I've played the hell out of the other two Capcom remakes, but this one I'm trying to like it.
Do you hate candy?
Are you trying to offer me candy?
Hey, no. You want some candy, Wolverine?
Offer some Pokemon cards to get in your van.
No, thanks. But I don't know. I don't know. I can't give you a reason why I don't like it. I just don't like it.
He's mad because he can't jump.
I got used to that jumping thing.
It's one of those games that Killer Wolverine would destroy a controller over.
No, I'm getting too old for that. I would have destroyed a controller in Braid. But I didn't.
True that.
Well,
true
which
that.
I did beat that after last week's podcast. And I was you haven't beaten it yet, so fuck.
Can't talk about it anyway. It's a spoiler.
You can't talk about the plot twist ending. Whatever it is.
You can't censor me. I'm protected by amendments. I will say whatever I want to say.
Amendments don't work on my podcast.
You're not above the law.
I am above the law. Yes. I am the law.
I am the law.
I am the law.
I am the law. Anyway, what else you eating, Taco Bell?
What?
I know that just confused you, didn't it? What else you playing?
I would never eat Taco Bell because that's just gross.
That's because you're un-American.
Yeah, you're un-American.
Because I don't eat Taco Bell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, I'm glad I'm not an American. Wow. Let's see. I don't think. Oh, in honor of football season, I'm working on a little article and I downloaded the draft tracker. So that was my first dabble.
The draft tracker?
Yeah.
Let me get this straight. It's a game.
You don't make fun of what I download. Don't get me started.
It's a game where you download drafts.
No, it helps you manage. You do your draft.
You manage drafts. So do you wear a white collar shirt that's buttoned up in a tie and you're like, okay, let's figure out, you know, E equals MC squared. I must draft him.
Is he making fun of football?
He doesn't really understand it enough to make fun of it.
Yeah, I don't understand any of it. I just find it kind of amusing. It's like the equivalent of if they came out with like a Final Fantasy game called Final Fantasy Weapon Stat Tracker, where it's a whole game where you compare and contrast weapons and stats.
No, see, this one, it takes it a bit further. I mean, I never dabbled into the world of fantasy football, so this kind of helps me along. You make your team on fantasy.ea or something.com.
Something like that.
And then you you upload it to either your PSN or your 360. Mm-hmm. If you have both systems, get it on the PSN. It's free. Otherwise, it's 400 points on the 360. You're paying for achievements. So you upload it, and then you start your draft. You start picking up, you know, players you want on your team. And when you're done, you can put them on Madden. You can put your team on Madden. So you can play with your fantasy team.
So in RPG terms, which is what I follow, it's sort of like a build-your-own-party simulator.
It's pretty, yes, build-your-own team, yes.
But fantasy football is also used for people to... It's like a competition game. It's like a football pool. Let's say you and me and Justin played fantasy football. Uh-huh. We each get to pick a player. Well, that player, whatever he does that week, let's say my player scores 3 touchdowns, your player scores 1, I beat you that week. That's fantasy football.
You get
That's
points.
What this tracker's for.
You get a certain amount of points for whatever he does.
Are we talking about in real life?
Real life.
In real life.
Yeah, so you make your team.
Holy Toledo.
Track of all the stats. Like you picked Carson Palmer for your quarterback. And then you pick another quarterback. What's your guy's name?
What?
Jamarcus Russell for the Raiders. And you got to keep track of all their stats to see what they did. But
if you have
actually,
this little thing, you don't have to keep track of it because it does it for you.
And it, you know, tallies up the points. And
you can go onto the website and look who's winning.
And if you're gambling, you can play for money, but, you know, I don't recommend that because I'm not a big gambler.
Yeah, and I'm not really that much into football. The only player I know is
Brett Favre. Well, everyone knows Brett
Favre. Who? What did you say?
Yeah.
But
sound like Scooby-Doo.
If you like football, it's something to dabble into, and I did, and I didn't because it
You know something? Now that you've explained this to me, you and Zero, I would say that you guys pretty darn near converted me.
Well, I mean, you have nothing to really lose. I mean, what you do, if you want to get started, do it on the PSN. Free. You don't have to waste any money. Before you do that, though, go on the website and do a walkthrough because I didn't know you have like 4 different options you can create.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do a certain one to upload it on your PSN. So follow the walkthrough, create it, and just have fun with it. It does get kind of annoying. It's kind of laggy, especially when they show a video of your one of the top guys of last year, and it just kind of slows down, and you can't. Which kind of pisses me off a little bit, but you can't sort them through different positions. They're in alphabetical order or by top ranking.
No, they're in order by ranking.
Well, you can switch between alphabetical order. So, but other than that, I mean, so, in honor of football season, we're getting ready. Yeah!
You know, I've never really been into football, you know, overall. I need to hang out with you guys at the sports bar and watch some games sometime.
Football is... the awesomeness.
It's the awesome sauce.
I mean, Ken hates preseason. I get excited about preseason because it's right over. I mean, it's regular
preseason
season.
Doesn't count. It would it be like playing count. Final Fantasy without Cloud.
Oh, it doesn't count.
Like his backup comes in to fight for him.
Yeah,
that's what preseason is.
But then
is.
It leads up to his appearance on, you know. It's
none of the games count
to. It's
towards anything.
I know, but it's looking forward to. And, you know,
yes, it's looking
season.
Forward to because the Colts have lost like 4 games every preseason for the last 4 years, and somehow they still make it to the playoffs.
Well, that's because their first stringers play after that.
Well, yeah, that's why preseason doesn't count.
Well, it's also to see what the draft picks and how well they fare. Just a little bit.
Preseason is kind of like starting up a motorcycle. You know you're going to have fun, but you just start it up, and you're getting ready, and you're not exactly accelerating yet, and just anticipation.
Yep. And then you get off the motorcycle in disappointment. That's preseason.
Man.
Anyway.
Why can't you look at the bigger picture?
Because I don't like preseason.
2 weeks away.
Yeah, I know.
You are
then
two
I'll
weeks
care.
Away. Oh.
You know what you should have said, Zero, when Killer Wolverine said, why can't you look at the bigger picture? You should have been like, I don't have the wall space for that big of a picture.
You played anything else? Because we got way off track.
Yeah.
I played Madden.
How's Madden?
It's Madden.
I've never played a football game. Well, okay, I've played Tecno Bowl back in like...
Tecno Bowl?
Yeah, Tecno Bowl. No, Tecmo Bowl. I played that way back in the old NES. I also played the Super NES version. So how does it compare to all the way back
How does it compare to Tecmo Bowl?
yeah.
It's pretty in-depth. More so than Tecmo Bowl.
I heard it's got like a Tron mode.
That's what? Your training, pretty
to
much.
See how,
yeah. See how
you are.
Yeah.
See, I'm so into the movie Tron that I would almost just play that like exclusively.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I guess. You know, I didn't play it. I just played it with him to get some achievements. That's pretty much it. I mean, it's Madden. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it. It's pretty, but.
I've seen it being played. It does look really pretty.
It's Madden. I mean, they added some new stuff. Unless it was in last year, I don't remember. If you're playing same screen, two players, and if you pull back on the right trigger, it'll show your play, so the other one can, you know, the other player can see. But this time around, was it in last week or last year's the bluff mode?
Yeah, it was in last year.
Oh, it was? Okay.
So you can bluff your play and show a different play that you're not actually running.
So you can
fake people out.
Yeah, and have their defense adjust accordingly, but. I don't know what else they really added besides that training mode.
There's a lot of stuff. You just got to play it more.
I heard it's got a lot of, like, little things.
Oh, yeah. Madden always has a lot of little things.
Yeah, like a lot of little itty-bitty tiny things, but a lot of them. So.
Yeah, they added new commentators this year.
Interesting.
I haven't played enough to even know. Anything about it. So,
so have you been playing anything that you played enough to know anything about?
I guess that'd be a no. He's like looking around the room.
I'm trying
like,
to think. I think I just stuck to those.
Yeah, look at that ceiling. Let me think. But yep. Yeah.
That should do it.
So we go play this week.
Nothing new. I'd like to play Two Human, but that ain't going to happen. So I'm just going to stick with
nothing.
Madden, wherever the world takes me.
Wherever the world takes you.
Yeah.
Wherever I land, that's where I'm going.
Like a vagabond.
I thought you were going to
say
something
else. I'm sorry. I'll be playing Galaga.
Galaga Legions.
Oh, snap. Dude. Galaga Legions comes out this week.
Yep, Wednesday.
Holy Toledo. Galaga is one of my most favorite arcade games of all time.
Well, there you go. Now you have Galaga Legions.
I am so anticipating this game that I almost forgot the release date.
You did forget the release
date. Yeah, I did. I did. I was thinking it was Castle Crashers this week.
That's next week.
Okay. I got 2 weeks mixed up. Sweet!
And then after that is Pirates versus Ninja Dodgeball.
Oh, yeah. I've been waiting for that game for a while.
Everybody's been waiting on that game for a while.
So which side are you going to pick?
Ninjas.
I'm going to pick Pirates.
Ninjas. Ninjas are cooler than Pirates.
Yeah. Because you don't have a butt ninja. You got a butt pirate.
Anyway.
You know, in Ninjas versus Pirates Dodgeball, they've actually added two other teams.
Zombies and robots.
Yeah, zombies and robots.
Which I'll be playing as zombies.
So you'll be playing the ninjas and the zombies, and I'll be playing the pirates and the robots.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's on then.
It's on.
In 3 weeks, we're going to throw balls.
It's on like.
Donkey Kong?
Yeah.
You guys are never going to play. You never played Soul Calibur.
Oh, don't say never.
Never say never.
Well, don't. Well, then never tell me to never say never.
Never's a really long time.
It is a really long time.
Yeah, really, really long time.
Not as long as forever.
Forever?
So, anyway.
What? Fur?
That's true.
Not fur.
fur.
Are you a furry? Sweet.
Okay, next subject.
Anyway.
Hey, yeah, Zero, why you been falling?
Your balls.
No.
Oh.
Well, I play a lot of Madden.
And how is it?
I like it. I mean, it's good, but at the same time, I've already kind of grown bored of it because I've already learned all the little exploits, and I'm not happy with the My IQ, because what it does is, as you play, it adjusts the difficulty to your IQ, so, or how well you play. So, say you suck at throwing the ball, it'll actually aid you and drop the difficulty of the passing game down, so that you can earn more passes. But see, I started the game off playing on rookie because I don't play Madden that often, and I wanted to see how it was. Well, on rookie, I just blew the computer out. Okay. It was like 80-0. I'm like, okay, this isn't fun. So I switched it over to pro. On pro, I wiped them out like 67-0. I'm like, okay, this isn't any fun either. So then I switched it on to the My IQ thing. I played through an entire first half of the game, and the score was 3-0. So I'm like, good God. It's like, I understand difficulty curve needs to be tuned. But when you go from winning by 67 points to only being able to score 3, I'm like, that's like hitting a brick wall.
Yeah.
There's no like incline into this difficulty curve. It's just like canyon. It just bam. It's like a brick wall.
Well, so. Like you said, it adapted to you. So what did you expect?
Well, thing is, the information, wouldn't it be only the information from that particular game?
No, it actually over time it pulls up, like every time you play.
But when you switched over to that option, you hadn't really been playing that.
No, it records anyway.
It
records anyway, even if you're not playing that mode.
Oh, okay.
So it records your IQ, and then it lists like what ranking you are in this and this and this and this. And
well, I'm thinking that the more you play the game, the more it'll level out.
It possibly that it will. I'm not saying that it won't, but it was just like a brick wall at that point because I'm blowing people out, and you know that's not very fun for me. I like to win, but I don't like to blow people out.
Yeah.
And then I hit that brick wall, and it's just like, oh my God, you went from being too easy to being too challenging too fast. And I guess my worry is that people that aren't good at the game, if they try that My IQ thing, it's going to completely shut them out from the beginning, and they're not going to want to play that way.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, like you said, it's adaptive. If they're not any good, and if I tried it, I'd probably, you know, it'd be a close game, but it would, you know, like you said, adjust to, you know, if I...
Yeah, but how accurate is it, though? Like, when I played the training mode, it told me I was all Madden and pass defense.
Well, I can't tell you that. I mean, I don't know. When I played the demo of that, I was all Madden in the running game.
Yeah, I was all Madden in the pass defense, and the guy caught the ball every time.
See,
so I'm like, how am I all Madden?
I don't know. So
I don't really know how. But, I mean, I like it. Unfortunately, it's the only option. It's the only football game. One thing I will give it is the passing game feels a lot better this year. It really does. It actually feels more like a real passing game. You can still exploit it with hot routes, and you can still exploit it by throwing the long bomb sometimes. The running game is good against the computer. The running game, not so good against another player, because the other player can sniff it out so easily, and it makes it almost impossible to run when you're playing multiplayer. So it turns into, once again, no strategy, just throwing the ball all the time, and that's not what football is about. You have to run the ball in order to be able to throw the ball, which sounds kind of stupid, but it's true. Because if you can run the ball, then they'll always be defending the run. If they defend the run, then you can pass a lot easier. So there's really none of that when you play multiplayer, at least the games I've played, because if you try to run, you'll get 1 yard. And that's not going to cut it.
Yeah.
And the quarterback sneak is still very exploitative.
Yeah.
Quarterback sneak will guarantee you 3 to 4 yards every time.
Also,
you can't stop it.
It'll guarantee your quarterback in the hospital, too.
Yeah, but I don't really care. Because this is another thing that I don't like, is like a quarterback like, you know, a Chad Pennington versus a Vince Young do not feel super significantly different, whereas in real life they are super significantly different, I guess is what I mean, I'm sure it's there subtly, but I don't feel it as much.
Yeah.
So, no, you created some pretty crazy passes with Chad Pennington.
I know, and he's not that good.
No, he's really not. That's why he's out of a job.
So, yeah, I was throwing crazy passes with Chad Pennington. Don't ask me why I was playing as the Jets. But anyway.
No, ask him. Go ahead. Ask him.
Because I was getting an achievement.
Yeah, see?
But he was throwing passes that he definitely could not throw in real life. No. So that kind of bothered me a little bit. No. I played Bionic Commando. I think you suck. I think it's awesome.
Yes.
I think it's absolutely incredible. I love the mechanic of having to think differently again, that I can't jump. I have to use the arm like I did in the original. It's visually, it's stunning. It plays smooth as ice. I love the presentation. The only thing I didn't like care much for is the hacking game. The hacking minigame.
Yeah. No, I actually got into that once I started.
I'm good at that, man.
See, I don't know. It takes me out of the game.
You think
really?
So?
For me, it does.
See, I like the fact that when you hack, you find out information about the bosses. Because did you hack the first one?
Dude, I'm a hacking sucker, man. I've hacked like several different puzzles.
Well, it gives you useful information, because if you didn't hack anything, I don't believe you'd figure out how to beat that boss right away.
Well, did you find the hacking challenging or easy?
Once I figured out how to do it, I didn't find it challenging.
Yeah, same here. I think it's really easy. I mean, but, you know.
At first, I was just like, what the hell am I supposed to do? Because I didn't see those little circles that shows you which direction the
ball's facing. At first, it's confusing, and it doesn't tell you how to do it. Yeah. But once you figure it out, it's not hard at all. It's kind of
it's easy.
It's very simplified, but at the same time, it takes me out of the game, because the game is so action-oriented, and then I go and I sit with a square puzzle.
To tell you the truth, it actually reminded me of the hacking that's in BioShock. Because, I mean, in BioShock, you know, when you go up to one of those machines to hack them, I'm used to playing an action game that introduces a hacking tool, and BioShock did that quite often.
BioShock was different, though, because you're like, oh, shit. I got to get this fast, because that, you know, if I don't do it, it's going to blow.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, BioShock is also a methodical game. It's not straight balls to the wall action the entire time.
Yeah.
It's not a shooter.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
I mean, and I guess that's why it didn't bother me in BioShock, because there were plenty of times where I was just enjoying walking around and solving puzzles.
Yeah.
As opposed to shooting people, whereas in Bionic Commando, that's all I want to do is run and shoot people. And I have to say, those levels are massive. I mean, they're huge.
Heck yeah.
And I love that. I'm like, there's so much to explore and levels and stuff.
Yeah, I was getting lost in this one.
Yeah, I was like, I went through the one level and I'm just like, God, how much more is there in this level? It's just huge.
And there's secrets to find, too.
Yeah, yeah. I know. It's ridiculous how big those levels are, but I mean, I love it. I didn't play the Fable 2 Pub games. I just didn't have time to get into them. I played Monster Madness for the PS3.
And how is it?
I mean, I really liked Monster Madness on the 360. I thought it was a very overpriced game.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed it. The one thing that I hated about it, they fixed in the PS3 version, they added co-op online. And they also added some new challenges, which some of them are pretty fun, but the stuff that got carried over from the Xbox 360 version is still there, and it's still annoying. Number one being the difficulty.
Yeah.
It's freaking hard, like way too hard in some areas, and it drives me insane. And the second part is I feel this was a very dirty port.
A dirty port?
Because there's no rumble.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't list voice for multiplayer. So my guess is there's no voice online. It doesn't support trophies, which I can forgive that. Like I said, it's still early.
Yeah.
But it just feels dirty because it doesn't feel different. It feels like the patch 360 version with online co-op.
So this is not a sequel at all. It's
the same game.
It's basically a port.
It's basically like a special edition of the 360 version with some new challenges and online co-op.
Okay.
So, and that's disappointing because I love the game.
You were expecting a little bit more.
I was expecting a little bit more for what came out. And I was definitely expecting features that are in the PS3 now to be implemented, like Rumble. And I figured if you're going to play online, if I wanted to play online, I'd want to play this online co-op. And with no voice chat, that sucks.
Yeah.
So that's disappointing. I mean, and that's why I love things having to be proprietary, because then otherwise I don't get left out.
It's true.
I was trying to think if there's anything else I played this week. On my PS3, I did dig into Home, the new Home. I got to delete my old one.
And
the new beta.
You got the new beta, so yeah. How is it?
It's the same freaking thing. The only difference now is There's more people in there, because it was kind of funny. I was talking about this, like, when the Home beta first went up, I went on there and there's a lot of people in there roaming around doing blah, 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 you know, just being stupid. Yeah. Well, then it died. It became a ghost town after that. Like, there was nobody ever in there. I could go in there and have the whole thing to myself. There was nobody there. As soon as they released this new beta, there's a bunch of people in there because they sent out new beta invites, so you got new people in there. I walked around. The videos do stream faster. I think it's retarded that when you first go into it, you have to download each area individually. Like, if you go into the games area, you have to download it for the first time. Why couldn't you just download it all in one shot? You know, it could be because it's the beta. I hope they don't do that in the final version, but it could be just because it's the beta. And literally, after I walked around, the only thing that's new in the new beta is a place called Marketplace. And you can go in there and you can buy furniture for your house. You can buy new houses. You can buy T-shirts, different stuff, which is kind of neat. They did integrate. I haven't used it yet, but they did integrate the where you can create a game room and a bunch of your friends can go into the room and, uh-huh. and get set up for a game. But at the same time, what bothers me about Home is that it's separated from the PlayStation 3. Like, it's not like the games where you hit the thing and it brings up the menu. If you hit the thing, it actually wants to take you out of the game because it wants you to do everything inside of Home. And Home is so slow. Like, it's not instant. It takes a minute to load. It takes a minute to connect. You got to boot it up. You got to go through all these things. And then it just feels intrusive into what I want to do. Like, if I want to go in and start a party and play a game with a bunch of people, I'd much rather go to the cross-media bar, grab everybody I wanted, make a little room, like a chat room, bring everybody in there, jump into the game.
Pretty much like Xbox Live.
Well, but kind of like what Xbox Live is going to do this fall.
Yeah.
Is with you pull everybody into a room from the dashboard, and I haven't played it on Xbox yet, so I can't say yes or no if it's going to be better. If it's smooth and fast like Xbox is now, or like PlayStation 3's chat room, where if I go into the chat room, I invite somebody in. Right there, you know, there's no go and do this, go do that, go do this, go do that. If it's like that, that's fine. That's what I want. And as long as that feature's in the PlayStation 3, you can have Home. I probably will never use it. Because the feature that I want is I want to bring people into a room, chat, decide what game we're going to play, have everybody put the game in, all jump into the game at once. That's what I want. And it feels like Home can do that, but at the same time, it feels like I have to jump through too many hoops to get to that point. So,
how much hard disk space does Home take up?
The initial download was 80 megs.
80 megs?
And then each area was between 20 and 30.
Okay, that's not bad.
No, it's not big. I mean, it's not like it's taking up a lot of my hard drive space. And like I said, I think there's a lot of neat things they can do with it. But right now, it just feels intrusive. It feels counterproductive to what they want it to be.
Yeah.
To me, anyway. And I really don't care about buying new clothes and stuff like that. Like, with the avatars for the 360, I don't really care. Just like my Mii, I don't really care.
I don't know. You say that now, but you might end up buying some virtual clothing in the future.
No, I will never. Well,
hey,
ever.
You buy gamer picks.
Yeah, I buy gamer picks because I like to, you know, the cool stuff on my gamer card.
What if they take that aspect and put, like, you know, different kind of, like, theme, like, clothing, like Batman?
Nah. No, I don't even buy gamer picks anymore. I only take the free ones.
Yeah, I take the free ones too. I'm sure there'll be free clothing, like Mountain Dew, like a Mountain Dew shirt.
Well, kind of with him on that, I don't care. But if they have free like theme shirts and stuff,
well, if it's free, yeah. If it's free, yeah, that's fine. I'll get it for free. Just like everything on Marketplace now. Like, when there's a free theme, I download it. When there's a free gamer picture, I download it. If it costs money, I don't.
Yeah.
No, I just don't. I don't do it anymore. I did it too much when the thing first came out, and I got burned on it because now it's got all this crap sitting there that I don't need. I don't want. No, the only thing that interests me is the same thing that interests me about Miis, and that's using them in games. I think that's neat. But as far as customizing my Mii, I did 5 minutes when I got my Wii back, and I've never touched it since because I just don't care.
I haven't even created
That's what I'm saying. It's just, I don't care. I don't care about the avatars. I don't care about my character and home, and I don't care about Miis. I just don't. I never have and never will.
Yeah.
It's a shame you can't kill your avatar. I'd like to kill it virtually, you know, myself.
I'm sure you would. It's because you're a freak. Anyway.
Anyway.
This week it's just Galaga Legions and Two Human. I'm excited to play Two Human, I guess.
I guess. You say that all nonchalantly, like,
after some fixing some stuff. Technical difficulties that you didn't even hear.
No, and I got cut out for all of it.
We have to apologize that Killer Wolverine's vocals will be hard to hear during that last segment because he broke his headset.
I didn't break it. You won't hear it because it's out.
No, don't lie. You broke it.
I didn't break it.
Yeah, you did.
No,
anyway, we're going to go into your news. I'm going to run a little bit of news here. You all right?
Yeah, it just sucks.
Oh, well, stop breaking headsets.
Yeah, we don't have the Wombolt. The Wombat.
So why don't you make up for it?
I can't replace them, you know. It's just not me. Okay, let me see if I can do a little new saying.
You guys always make me nervous during the news. You surround me like a
Well,
campfire.
Did you want me to read it again?
You can read it if you want to.
Well, it's up to you. It's your show.
Actually, I'm gonna pass the torch. Olympic terminology for you.
Are you gonna run sideways on a giant LCD screen?
Hey, that was pretty sweet.
Until he got off time. Time.
Trime. You got off trime.
We got off time. off trime. But maybe you could do the announcement, Mr.
I am taking your torch, and I'm running it to zero.
Just read the goddamn
news. I'm reading the goddamn news. All right. Let's see. We're starting off here. Gearbox President Randy Pitchford said that there will be... Wow.
I felt that.
I think everyone felt it. There will be a Brothers in Arms Hell's Highway demo at some point. The company is just evaluating the best time to release it because of the, quote, do it now and the game takes longer dilemma. I'm sorry, I got a little too close to you.
Yes, you did. I'm calling somebody.
As you all know, Bionic Commando Rearmed is up for 800 points. And for those who pre-order, we've already been through that shit.
And you should probably skip stuff that's not true and that we're not talking about.
It's not true. What's not true?
Nothing yet. Jesus.
All right, don't fucking yell. We know about Pirates vs. Ninjas on September 3rd. It'll have an exhibition, story, challenge modes, and multiplayer support for 4 players local, 8 players online, and 4 player co-op.
Sweet.
Yes. As we mentioned 2-3 weeks ago, available now for pre-order on Amazon.com is the Gears of War 2 Lancer Bundle. And it's only on Amazon.com. It'll retail for $140. It'll include a copy of the standard edition of Gears 2. Or for $10, you can upgrade to the limited edition. And you get a Lancer replica, which is 36 inches in length and runs on 3C batteries. And it features a trigger that sets off a motorized chainsaw sound accompanied by vibration.
So it can go right next to my Master Chief helmet collecting dust.
Yeah. But you really want to pay $140 for it?
No, I'm not going to. I was making a joke.
Oh, well. It went over my head.
So. Doesn't take much. You're only 4 feet tall.
Lies. I'm 5'6".
Still tiny.
Ass. Divinity 2.
What?
Ego Draconis. The sequel to Divine Divinity was announced and will hit store shelves in the second quarter of 2009. Have you heard of that game?
No.
All right, well, there you go. I don't know what it is, so...
It's probably Divine.
Yeah. I would imagine. It sounds very PC to me.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Okay. According to Kotaku, Nintendo has confirmed a limited edition Pokemon DS.
You skipped the Yu Suzuki?
It's not true.
Oh, okay.
That's why it's crossed out. I just wanted to mess with the crossing out thing, and it's not true.
Should have deleted it.
Well, I was just messing with something.
Turd
this week.
Burglar.
Assmonger. Nintendo, anyway, has confirmed a limited edition Pokemon DS that will be released. It was already released.
Way to go!
It's an Onyx DS featuring Pokemon characters. I don't even know how to pronounce them, so I'm not gonna.
Sweet.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Dylan Cuthbert has stated that Pixel Junk Monsters will get a difficulty setting menu in an upcoming patch. So apparently the game was hard. I don't know.
Awesome.
So Dead Rising may be coming to PS3. Anyone care?
Alex Trebek may host Wheel of Fortune one day.
Oh, yeah? Wow. That'd be pretty.
I can make rumors, too.
Yeah.
Does it matter at this point?
I wouldn't think it would.
Seriously? I mean, they're doing it for the Wii.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's good for the fans who want to play it. I mean, I recommend playing it.
No, I'll say there's nothing wrong with the game, but yeah. Seriously, it's, what, a year and a half now?
Yeah, it better be cheaper, too.
Good
I would
God.
Think it's, what, $30 on the 360
era? I don't know.
$20?
They fixed the save system, I might care.
Yeah, for fucking real. But, yeah. I don't know. Whatever, we'll see. Another new DS is rumored to come out on September 7th. It's metallic. Excuse me. And the PS2 Family Value Pack, which was announced at E3, which is the PS2 system and a copy of Lego Batman and Justice League New Frontiers, will be available for $150 on September 23rd.
That's right, because it's a DC bundle.
Yes.
It's better.
I hate you. If you want to see what trophies that will be on the PS3 version of Rock Band 2, go to IGN for the full list. I didn't want to list them. There's a lot.
It's because you're lazy.
And I am lazy. Odin Sphere and Disaga.
Disgaea,
Disaga, whatever, is joining the PS2 Greatest Hit family. And Okami joins it as well. So if you don't have those, Khan, pick them up.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That was for you. Where'd we go? Where am I at? Mike Miles Holmes of BioWare, I hate you, said we, quote, have big plans for Mass Effect. Having a DS version would be an awesome way to keep interest alive and keep it going in addition to the next one.
Do I have to ride elevators in the DS version?
Yes. Oh. Ba-dum-ching.
How would they make a DS version? I don't know how good that would be.
I think it's a waste of time to do a DS version when they need to do it. Pick up the slack and finish the trilogy on 360. And the rate they're going, it'll be on the Xbox 20.
Well, it does, like you said, open up to a different type of gamer. There's a lot of people with DSs out there, so it might not be a bad idea.
Whatever.
It might not be.
But whatever. You know, we made comments when you read the news. Make comments.
I did make a comment. I said, do I have to ride an elevator?
And BioWare, they're actually cutting their teeth on the DS with the new Sonic game.
Moving on.
It's Sonic.
To the east side.
But it's a BioWare game.
It's Sonic.
But it's BioWare. That outweighs.
Does it?
Yes, it does. Okay.
The Pain expansion, Amusement Park, and Trophies will be released on September 4th.
Sweet. I can finally earn some trophies.
Yeah, for real.
Because I have Pain.
Yep. The Little Big Planet news site's up and live.
Sweet.
And stuff. Eidos and publisher Rocksteady Studios revealed a new Batman game. It's called Batman Arkham Asylum. And it takes place in Arkham. And as a prison transfer goes wrong, the Joker sets his demented plan into action and Batman comes face to face with an army of his worst enemies. It should make all you Batman people smile.
I would be smiling if it wasn't Rocksteady Studios, I guess. Because I as far as I know, I don't know anything they've done.
Yeah.
And then it's published by Eidos, which, outside of Tomb Raider,
Well, this could be the next big hit. I mean, it looks
I hope.
Good.
It looks great. Until they pulled the screenshots.
Wow.
It looks fantastic, but at the same time, I have to have my doubts about a studio I've never heard of.
Yeah, I understand that. But, we'll find out in 09. But, yeah. Because apparently, the Dark Knight game is in limbo. So we probably will never see that. So I'm not too sad over that.
Yeah, me neither. Even though I love the movie.
Yeah. Well, some movies aren't made to be into games.
Exactly.
Guitar Hero World Tour's release date was leaked. It'll hit store. Well, I guess everyone knows this now. It'll hit shelves on October 26th. But I don't know if by this time, I don't know if Activision confirmed it or not. I'm sure they did.
I don't know.
So, but October 26th for y'all. They sooner than stated as previously before. Whatever. Sony wants Sackboy to be the face. That's quote.
You know how many jokes are there?
Of PS3.
If Sackboy is the face of PlayStation 3? There's so many jokes there.
Yes.
But you know how they wanted, PS2
Didn't have one.
I thought it was Crash Bandicoot.
No, that was PlayStation 1.
PlayStation
dude.
1.
Yeah, whatever. That was PS1.
I don't. Whatever. So there, they want that to be their mascot. So
because Sackboy is cute.
They really should have got a better name than Sackboy. Because seriously, yeah. That sounds like something you'd. Some college frat guy would say to a nerd in college.
Yeah.
Something nasty.
Hey there, sack boy.
Yeah. All right. Nice. Epic's Mark Ryan confirmed.
Rain.
God. Sorry. It's whatever.
Mark will come and rain the thunder down upon you for mispronouncing his name. And he will do it in the Unreal Engine 3.
I'm in fear of my life.
He will jib your ass.
Anywho, he confirmed that Gears 2 will not be at Leipzig next week. He told Video Gaming 24/7, quote, Microsoft doesn't show Gears 2 at Leipzig because they don't sell the game in Germany. And it's not sold in Germany because of restrictions on violence in video games.
Hmm.
It's okay to poop on other people in their movies, but you can't cut their head off.
Yeah, go figure.
Yeah. They can have the most hardcore pornos in the entire world, but, no
Which
chainsaws.
Jason is a big fan of.
No, I'm not.
You're a fan of the Scheiser videos?
No, I'm not. I'm not into that filth.
No offense to the German audience. We just feel your pain that you can't play Gears of War 2.
That's shitty.
Yeah.
That's real shitty.
I like some German food, though. That's pretty good. Anyway.
Huh.
How's the bratwurst?
Tasty.
Bungie has said, quote, even though you finish the fight, doesn't necessarily mean the ride's over.
Of course not. Master Chief's a cash cow. A big green cash cow.
Rumors might not be Master Chief. It might be, it's not even a direct sequel, so I don't know.
Yeah, we saw how that worked with Metal Gear Solid 2.
Yep.
Yeah.
Braid has sold around 28,500 units, making it the best ranked game ever released on the XBLA.
What? You totally, like, read that in a bad way. 28,000 copies is terrible sales, but it's the best ranked reviewed game.
That's not what I read.
On Xbox Live Arcade. Whoever you got that from is garbage. Because 28,000, it's not the best selling Xbox Live Arcade game at all. At all. The best selling Xbox Live Arcade game is Uno by a long shot. It's like 1.5 million or something like that.
Well, that's probably in a week.
No, the best rated Xbox Live Arcade game is because it's got the highest scores on Metacritic. I think whoever you got your story from mixed them up, because I read the story about Braid is the best as far as the scores go. It's the highest rated Xbox Live Arcade game. And somebody probably mixed the stories together and said it sold 28,000 copies, making it the best Xbox Live Arcade game rating-wise. Sounds like they got it mixed up.
Wow.
28,000 is not bad in a week. But it's definitely not the highest rated, because when what was the big one? Street Fighter 2, Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo came out, it sold like 300,000 copies in a week. It was ridiculous.
Oh.
It was ridiculous, Gus.
Well, that's why I have you here to
I'm not telling you you're wrong, I'm just saying wherever you got it was misquoted. But it is the best rated as far as Metacritic scores go, Xbox Live Arcade game.
And rightfully it should be. It is awesome. You need to finish it. We need to talk about it.
Yeah, I really do.
Ratchet & Clank Quest for Booty will be about a 2.3 gig download. So
that's a pretty substantial game.
That is.
It really is.
For $15, that's awesome.
And I heard it's about 4 hours, for something like that.
Not for $15,
yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's really good. If
it's pretty good.
If I had the money, I'd probably buy it.
Ratchet & Clank, I'd probably buy it.
Comes out this week.
Mm-hmm.
So,
21st, I think.
Yep. According to a SCEA rep, there are no plans to bring the Siren Blood Curse Blu-ray disc over in America, which kind of pisses me off a little bit.
Yeah. Well, then you won't be getting my money.
Yeah,
exactly.
That sucks. I mean, I was looking forward to it when we reported last week that it was coming to Blu-ray, but apparently that's overseas and not here. So, fuck you and stuff.
Well, that's nice.
This was an interesting list that the official Xbox magazine made. It is the least played...
I figured you would know what you were going to say.
It's the least played games on Xbox Live. The first one is SmackDown vs. Raw. There are 14 players in 30 minutes. FIFA 06, one player in 30 minutes. And this is kind of disappointing. But Fear, 8 players in 20 minutes. Tenchu Z, 8 players in 30 minutes. And World Championship Poker, 14 players in 10 minutes. And those, according to OXM, is the least played Xbox Live games.
Least played Xbox Live arcade games?
Not arcade.
Oh, I'm sorry, Xbox Live games.
Yes, you were getting ahead. Maybe.
No, I just always put arcade after Xbox Live for some reason.
Oh, it's just like...
I have Tourette's like that.
Peanut butter and bread. They go together well.
Peanut butter and bread? Don't you mean peanut butter and jelly?
Let's not get started here.
Chocolate and peanut butter?
Yeah. Okay, chocolate.
You got chocolate in my peanut butter.
Apparently, this was brought to my attention by Ken here. Apparently, it's already been announced, but this is in the, what we say, confirmation stages or something?
Certification.
Certification, confirmation. Vigilante 8 arcade.
It's not Jewish. It doesn't have to have a confirmation. It's an arcade game.
Anyway, it's being in a certified state.
I'm sorry, that's Catholic. My bad. I totally fucked that up.
You got religion in our podcast.
I'm not judging it. I'm just saying confirmation. Is that what the Catholic?
I'm not condemning it.
Yeah, it's not over here.
Whatever.
Anything.
It's coming to
Jack.
Well, all right, whatever. It's coming.
It's in certification. Okay. Did you even say the name of the game, or are you just
making
them guess?
Yes, I said Vigilante 8 Arcade is being certified for the XBLA, but you wouldn't let me finish.
I'm sorry. Activision announced Vigilante 8 like 6 months ago.
See, I didn't know.
It's in certification now. It should be out in about a month.
Of course, 6 months ago, I wasn't in charge of it.
So, is Vigilante 8 kosher?
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Nice.
Team Fortress 2 will get the, quote, heavy update on August 19th, so Tuesday, tomorrow. It will include new maps, new achievements, new game modes, and a special installment of, quote, Meet the Team video series. Wombat was correct last week in stating that GameStop will have the Kratos costume when you pre-order Little Big Planet, and Amazon will have the mini guide. But no word on the Noriko costume, so I wonder who's going to get that. Not that too much anyone cares.
Kratos sack. Boy.
Yeah. Everyone should know this by now, but if you pick up your copy of Madden, either at a Sam's Club or one with a photo center or a Walmart, they will print out the cover with Favre as a Jet. So
I just like to remember him as a Packer.
Yeah. So, but if you want him as a Jet, there you go. Go pick it up there and get your cover printed for free.
And I bet the people that work at Sam's Club are really, really awesomely happy about this, that they have to do all this.
Well, apparently, the rest of the story is the guy was really helpful and really nice or whatever about it. So
I read this next one, and it kind of makes me laugh at irony. But go ahead.
Bionic Commando Rearm for the PC will cost $5 more because Capcom is planning on uploading additional PC-only challenge rooms via a free patch.
Okay. Back up for a minute, and let me think about this. They're going to charge you more. Nothing against Capcom. I love Capcom.
Yeah.
They're going to charge you more for a patch that comes later that's free. Instead of just selling the game for $10 and making the patch $5 for DLC.
So it's not really.
So whether
a free
you want
patch.
The content or not, you're going to pay for it.
Yeah, it's not a free patch.
Yeah. I love how they say it's $5 more because you get something for free.
And you know, it may be worded wrong, but I doubt it. But it's not free, so...
That just kind of made me chuckle when I read it. I'm like, so this DLC will probably come to the other versions, and it will be $5.
Yeah.
And you'll have an option to buy it instead of being forced to pay for it, even if you don't want it.
Yeah, so...
Sweet.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Anyway.
As you PS3 owners know, you got Street Fighter Alpha on the PSN. The upcoming Warhawk update will not include the jetpacks, but they might make an appearance in a rumored booster pack. So, sorry.
Booster.
I was looking
booster
forward to
gold.
I was looking
booster
forward.
Gold is awesome.
I was looking forward to the jetpacks in that game, but I guess we might have to wait. Guess is we probably won't see them ever.
I don't know.
So, whatever.
Make my trophies.
What?
Nothing.
You'll get trophies in Warhawk.
Maybe when pigs fly.
I thought that was part of the update.
I'm still waiting.
Well, then pigs might fly next week.
Sweet.
Or this week.
I've always wanted to see flying sausage.
Flying bacon.
Flying sausage.
Oh,
okay.
All right. EA and Will Wright announced that they plan to license Spore's film and TV rights.
What the fuck kind of movie would you make out of Spore?
Look at this amoeba for about 20 minutes, and then it hatches and turns into a one-eyed spider, and
actually,
then it crawls around for another 15 minutes. Wow, this is compelling television. More like crap TV.
Kind of mesh with the rest of the lineup for the fall.
Yeah.
But you know what I'd make if I played Spore?
I don't want to know what you're going to make.
I don't think it's going to be anything vulgar, but I could be wrong.
What? I want to make the Jekoffasaur from the South Park episode. That would be awesome.
I've not seen that episode.
That's a great episode.
That's a good one. Real-time world's president, can't read it, Tony Harmon put out a statement saying that the time wasn't right to show ABP at E3.
APB.
What'd I say?
ABP.
Sweet.
This ain't peanut butter and jelly.
Damn. So you got me in the mood for that.
Okay, well, we'll get you some here in a minute. After we put you back in your cage.
Yay! on top of Gears not being showed at Leipzig, Mothersig, Microsoft has confirmed that they will not be at that convention. So that only leaves, Sony? No, I'm sorry, Sony. Nintendo pulled out of the show in May. So
it's like the Sony German conference.
Yeah, that's pretty much all it's
going to
be. That
kind of sucks because Leipzig was getting better than E3, and now it's not at all.
Well, I mean, I guess they're limited what they can show if they can't show violent video games.
Well, what's Nintendo limited to show?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they can't show
What is Wii Fit banned in Germany too?
Well, no comment. I don't know. I don't know why they pulled out.
Moving on.
So, this one is interesting. Rock Band 2 for the 360 will be out September 14th, as previously said, as will the instruments. But not in the bundle. The bundle will come out in mid-October to coincide with the PS3, PS2, and Wii launch. So,
does anybody care about the bundle?
Some people might. I'm just curious
because the guitar didn't really do anything new.
Some people might. Like, they didn't maybe not buy the first one, but, you know, some people might. And I just think that's stupid. Why pay for an exclusive if you're not going to release the whole
thing? They didn't pay for the exclusive. I'm so sick of hearing that.
They paid for the exclusive.
Whatever. They probably gave them a dollar.
Yeah.
Well, they're getting about a dollar's worth of exclusivity, which is stupid. It was stupid in the first place. I never will agree with it. You're stupid.
Whatever. Move on to the Island of Happiness.
Yeah. Harvest Moon Island of Happiness will release on October 26th for the DS.
Nice.
So all your happiness.
Yeah, Harvest Moon.
That's all I need is another Harvest Moon to not play.
Yep. NCSoft apparently laid off 20 people from their product development team.
NCSoft had 20 people employed?
Well, I imagine they would have more than 21 people employed. Well, not anymore. They laid them off.
How many they got left now? Three?
Maybe. I don't know.
Awesome.
Rumors going around that EA is going to publish Brutal Legend.
Wouldn't be surprised, and then they won't market it.
Yep.
And it'll flop, just like Oddworld Stranger's Wrath.
I don't know why the hell I put this in here. I'm sure I had a good reason. Maybe I was just tired. But DJ Max Fever will see its first American release on November 11th.
What?
I don't know why.
What is that?
I have no idea.
What is DJ Max Fever? You look like you might know.
I don't know.
Sweet. Moving on.
I really don't know why I put that on there. this is a funny one. Kotaku has reported that on the Collector's Edition Madden, and they have visual proof of this, EA misspelled Brett Favre's name. They spelled his last name F-A-R-V-E instead of F-A-V-R-E.
Awesome.
All this drama and all this shit, they can't even spell his name right. Awesome. Someone got fired.
So. You spelled it Farve.
Mercenaries 2 co-op is drop in and drop out, so you don't have to do any of the lobbies, any of the waiting.
Sweet.
Pop in and pop out. Tiger Woods demo's up, yada, yada, yada. Sanjay Dutt joins the TNA Impact roster.
Who?
A wrestler.
Well, no shit, it's a wrestling game, but yeah. I'm just asking who he was.
You think I know? The wrestling guru is not here. I'm
He's
sorry.
A wrestler. No shit! And another dude's Brett Favre's in Madden. Why? Who is he? He's a football player.
Why you ask? I don't know who this guy is. We can call Wombat. Hey, who's Sanjay Dutt?
You used to watch Sweaty Spandex Men Groveling.
So did you.
Yeah, when I was 12.
Yeah, well.
Not when I was 24.
Hey, you remember those
wrestling buddies? Yeah, I had like two.
The rubber ones that they were like.
I didn't have two rubber buddies.
You see, I had the thumb wrestling ones, and also had some of the rubber figures.
I had Mikhail
Gorbachev. Oh yeah, where you? Yeah.
And what was cool about it is like on the school bus to school, where you could take the rubber wrestling figures and you could throw them down on the school bus seats, and they would bounce really far across the school bus. At least to the next row, and it It was fun, man. We would have these like wrestling matches on the school bus on our way to kindergarten.
Just by throwing him on
it was
seat.
Fun, man. I had like what was his name? Hulk Hogan, you know?
Did you just call him Hulk Hogan? Hogan?
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Hulk, like the
That's
Incredible
Hulk. He had Mikhail Gorbachev.
Yeah.
Dude, I had that later
Dude,
on.
He's not a wrestler. He's a Russian dictator.
Yeah.
That was the most awesome segment in podcast history. Boom! Boom, baby! Brett Favre!
Brett Favre!
Look at his button here.
And
Pausing.
And Mikhail Gorbachev.
God. Anyway, we
Mikhail
totally...
Gorbachev.
Wow,
what's up?
Yeah. We've totally just gone off the deep end.
Yeah. Like Weird Al Yankovic.
Anywho.
Go on.
Castle Crashers will, as I reported how many weeks ago, cost 1,200 points. Suck on those. You know... Suck on those.
You know what?
You doubted me?
You know what
and
I
look,
can do?
I report
you know
to
what
you
I can do? I can call something right now, too, and then when it comes true, I can be like, see what I do?
Go ahead, call it.
What am I going to call it? Gears of War 2 is going to sell 1 million in the first week.
You can't call something obvious.
You did.
That wasn't obvious.
Yeah, it was because it was leaked on the internet.
That doesn't make it true.
No, neither does me saying it's going to sell 1 million in a week.
It will.
I just called it. And when it happens, I'll be like, I made this happen.
He kills every point I have. I don't even know why I bother doing this.
This is fun. This is podcast magic right here.
Go on.
It's poop.
Yeah, listening to you guys banter.
I don't even know if I want to say this. I don't even know why I put half the shit in.
I don't know why you put half the shit in either.
Yeah, go ahead and say it.
I guess it is useless. Oh, well, I fail at life.
No, you don't.
Sega's U.S. President Simon Jeffrey has said that, quote, the Wii is a great opportunity for hitting hardcore gamers. No one is doing that. So, hey, you don't want to know their lineup?
No, not really.
All right. Tales of Vesperia is Xbox 360's fastest-selling game in Japan, selling more than 100,000 copies in the first week of release.
Wow. That's a lot of copies for a 360 game.
Over in Japan.
In Japan.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive. This one is pretty... If you pre-order Fallout 3 at Best Buy, you get a new cola bottle opener, and it's a refrigerator magnet.
Sweet!
So there's a little pre-order incentive for you. And apparently there's also Vault Boy puppets being made, which is interesting, I guess. And then... As I don't know how many people have seen the Little Big Planet box art, but...
It's got a sack boy on it.
Smiling real big.
Yeah. It looks cute. It does. I think it'll attract the female gamer as well as the casual gamer and the hardcore gamer alike. I think it might be... It just might be the game that will usher in a new age of understanding among gamers and non-gamers.
No, it won't.
It might.
Moving on.
Okay.
Yeah, moving on up.
Patapon and Oblivion will get budgeted prices in Japan. Patapon will be selling for $26, Oblivion $35.
Really? They have a price tier of $26?
Well, that's kind of weird. Isn't Patapon $20 here?
I thought it was $19.99.
That's what I thought. I'm still getting gypped. Sorry. The PSP will join its big brothers in that it will also get a 10-year plan, according to Sony. So
sweet!
Even though there's a new model in the making, which isn't rumor, it's official. Doesn't really add much. So, whatever. The Resistance 2 beta is live. And I'm kind of curious to see how it's played.
Isn't it that girl with stick shit that I keep reading about?
What?
What?
The gamertag girl with sticks is playing the Resistance 2 beta. I keep reading a story about that on N4G. I don't know who Girl with Sticks is, but it sounds like a real weird surgery that happened that shouldn't have. Anyway.
A bad surgery.
All good.
Maybe they're chopsticks.
It's possible.
Where are they sticking out of?
The butt.
I was leaving it up to imagination.
Oh,
you're
going
to ruin it.
My bad.
Anyway, moving on. Do you know how to say that?
Shred Nebula.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm just making sure.
Spoon feed me that one. An independent space shooter will also release on the 3rd, along with September 3rd, rather.
Wonder if it'd be as good as that shitty one that you like. What was that? That last one that came out, what was that called?
Well, Aces of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Hey, that game I only liked on easy difficulty, and I realized the game was crap when I moved it up to normal difficulty. So, there you go.
Scarface 2 joins the likes of 50 Cent, Blood on the Sand, the Bourne franchise, and Brutal Legend. Well, okay, I guess it's Brutal Legend. Activision Blizzard has killed it, so someone else could pick it up. Will Obi-Wan? I don't think they will.
I thought you called me Obi-Wan. I was like, sweet.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Burnout Paradise will be re-released on the PSN in November. The full version with the updates and everything will be released on the PSN. The first full PS3 game on the
PSN.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And we get to the Mega Man 9 achievements.
Sweet!
And
yeah, what's up?
Yeah, okay. The first one is Jitterbug, and it's clear the game in 60 minutes or less, and that's worth 20 points.
Whoa.
Invincible, clear the game without dying, that's worth 30 points. Almost Invincible, clear the game without continuing, it's worth 20 points. No coffee break, excuse me, clear the game without using any energy or mystery tanks, it's 10 points. Peacekeeper, jeez, clear the game by defeating the fewest number of enemies possible, 20 points. Conservationalist, clear the game by using the least amount of weapon energy possible, 20 points. Gamer's Day, clear the game 5 times in 1 day, it's 20 points.
Clear the game 5 times in 1 day?
1 day.
Oh my god! Points.
Womp Willy.
Wily!
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Wily.
Epic fail.
That was a slip of the tongue. I don't know why I said Willy.
Wily.
Clear
thinking
the game
of that German movie again.
Womp Willy.
My bad. Clear the game once, and that's worth 5 points.
Yeah, they insult you for that. Like, you beat it once, 5 points.
Yeah.
You suck.
Destroyer, defeat your 1,000th enemy.
I'll do that.
It's 20 points.
Yeah, that'll be easy.
World Warrior, defeat every type of enemy. That's worth
easy.
5 points.
Yeah, that'll be easy.
Trusty Sidearm, defeat the 8 bosses with the Mega Buster.
Yeah.
20 points. Now, when we were talking about this yesterday, that looks like you have to defeat all the bosses.
Okay, that's fine. I just didn't remember.
All right, damn.
Damn.
I wasn't rubbing it in.
Call me out.
Oh, damn.
Podcast.
Shit, I was.
Damn.
Wow.
Damn.
Go on.
Wow. Blue Bomber 10, defeat a boss without getting damaged.
I can do that.
20 points.
I can do that.
I'm
like
so
Rob
those,
Schneider.
Those are, I'm falling, hardcore achievements, man.
Yeah, so in other words, if you're an achievement whore, this game is hardcore,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
baby. Yeah.
Toys R Us is having a sale this week, a 360 game sale. Buy one 360 game, get a second half off. And that includes, you know, bundle games with accessories, Guitar Hero, I've seen it.
Hmm.
And it's going on through the 23rd. Warner Brothers Music will join the Xbox Live music videos. Yay. Oh, look. I spelled that wrong.
Sorry about that. Excuse moi.
If you pre-order Pure, you get a demo disc that includes a tutorial and one complete track.
From where?
Anywhere.
Everybody's got the demos?
That's where I got it.
Sweet, I'm going to go pre-order. I heard it's awesome.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm looking forward to Pure.
It looks awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
How about Baja? Do you think Baja will be good?
No.
No, probably not.
It's a racing game. It's
Pure looks
suck.
Good, though.
No, it doesn't.
Shut up.
You shut up. For those who know who Maggie Q is, she'll be in Need for Speed Undercover.
Is she related to Suzy Q?
Probably.
She makes good ho-hos.
Oh!
Maggie Q is pretty hot.
Okay. Well, apparently you know who she is, so
yeah.
There you go. Buy Need for Speed Undercover, you get her.
Sweet.
Should we do this now or towards the end?
Just run them down. I'm
all
not
right.
going to talk about them.
July's NPD numbers.
I don't care.
I hear. Well, then why do you have me read them?
No, I'm just saying I don't care as in what's sold. You know, I'm so sick of reading about these things.
Well, I mean.
But I mean, we can just read them.
I
just
thought
run
we did
down.
It every month.
No, I read them. I don't talk about them.
So you want me to move on or not?
Thou shalt not. I said read them.
All right. Here's the hardware sales. Nintendo DS sold at 608,400. The Wii, 555,000. PS3, 224,900, with the Xbox coming close behind it, but not really, 204,800.
Your fanboy commentary.
Yeah, I'm all fanboy. All fanboy. Fuck.
Not right now.
PSP sold 221,700, and the PS2, 155,500.
Awesome sauce.
The top 10 video games for July is NCAA Football 09 for the 360. I'm not reading the numbers. Do we care about the numbers?
No, I don't really care.
All right, whatever. And then Wii Fit was second. Guitar Hero on Tour for the DS was... And then Wii Play... I forgot the Wii.
See, here's the two big things I want to show. Soul Calibur showed up. I was really surprised to see that it outsold the 360 or the PS3 version by that much. Like, that's almost 100,000.
Yep.
That's a lot. And Civ Revolution coming in at the bottom. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yay.
And in between that, we have, you know,
peanut butter and jelly.
More football. NCAA came after Wii Play. Then Soul Calibur for the 360. Mario Kart with the Wii. Or with
wheel.
The wheel. God damn.
I want to buy a copy of Mario Kart that comes with a Wii. That'd be freaking sweet, dude.
The Rock Band bundle for the Wii came in, and then the PS3, Soul Calibur, and then Civ.
Civ Rev.
So, there you go. Have fun with that. Start a fanboy war, like always.
It already did.
Yeah, well.
A flame war.
EA has signed a publishing deal with Grasshopper. Grasshopper.
Oh, Grasshopper.
Grasshopper. Manufacturer, and we'll... create an all-new action honor game produced by Shinji.
Shinji.
I said Shinji.
You said Shinji.
Jesus.
Shinji Mikami, creator of Resident Evil. Yeah. What's wrong with you?
Oh, I said his name.
And Suda51, who I just don't care.
Yeah.
Because he makes crappy games. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. But they're stylish, though.
They're stylish, but that, you know, I can style up a turd. That doesn't exactly make me want to play with it.
Well, a lot of people do.
Well, they're weird.
What? Oh, God. Activision has announced History Civil War Secret Mission, and the goal is to disrupt the armies of the North and South by any means necessary.
Sweet!
So,
yes.
There's another Civil War game for you. You could fuck them up.
I could reload by pumping gunpowder into my rifle.
Yeah, it takes 5 minutes to reload.
You know, I just might purchase that game.
The first one was good. I liked it. History Channel Civil War, I liked that game.
Yeah.
Another publishing deal with EA is Epic. And they're working on an action game for the 360 and the PS3.
Imagine that. An action game from Epic?
Yeah.
Who'd have thunk it?
Who would ever
really,
thought about
real?
That?
And Viva Pinata's hitting the DS in September with Pocket Paradise.
Man, that sounds like another German movie.
Yeah,
Jason
Pocket Paradise. Oh, that's so bad.
360 did outsell the PS3 for nearly 3-1 in Japan, all because of Tales of Vesperia.
Yeah, that'll die quick.
Yep.
Yeah.
The South Park game, the XBLA game that was announced at E3, or shown, well, not really shown either, is a strategy game.
So, they make a shitty racing game, a shitty first-person shooter, and now they're going to fuck up the strategy genre.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are they going to do? Catapults throwing poop at each other?
What South Park do you watch?
The German version.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Last thing. November 18th, PC and PS2 will get Dynasty Warrior 6.
Really?
Yeah.
That's your closer?
I had nothing else.
Wow.
It wasn't really a good one.
Man.
Wow.
And it was just kind of dying down.
And in other news,
I
played
button.
A video game this week.
Congratulations for you.
Thank you.
Here's a cookie.
All right, the first question, we're going to questions now. The first question is for Wombat. He's not here. We'll have to come back to that.
Or was he just saying hey to him?
No, he was asking about Monster Hunter. I've already read it.
Oh. All
right, next up. Carnage1290 says, hey, guys. I always hear you talking about music and games, and every time I've heard it mentioned, you mention about how good it is. So his question is, are there any games where you played where the music was bad? But this doesn't include licensed game, because that's completely opinionated. So have you ever played a game that the music was just ass? Original music was just bad?
Well... Here's the thing.
Thing is,
I can't really say that I've played a game or the music was like, oh, this music is so horrible, I can't stand it. But I have played a lot of games where the music just sounds generic. A lot of music nowadays, you know, like they try to do, oh, let's be like John Williams, you know, let's, you know, have an orchestral soundtrack that has no recognizable theme at all whatsoever, so it just becomes completely forgettable. So it becomes, you know, mediocre. And they spend all this money on getting the London Philharmonic Orchestra to perform a piece of music that is completely and utterly forgettable, you know. But I can't really say that I've played a game where the music was like, oh, this is god awful. Oh, God.
I have, but I can't remember.
I'm going to say, I'm sure I have. In fact, there's several times I've said, this music sucks. I can't remember what it was. I know a lot of first-person shooters, I use my custom soundtracks.
Yeah, I'd have to say, yeah, before Halo, a lot of first-person shooters had pretty crappy music.
Yeah. But I don't remember what I said that to.
But nothing where I was like, oh, this is terrible.
See, I remember myself saying that.
I've said that a few times about certain games. One of them I said it about, and I can't really use it because it's licensed music.
Uh-huh.
But you ever heard some of that shit they put in DDR? That's terrible. I'm sorry. I've never heard of it, so.
I like a lot of DDR
music. I know
music.
You do.
Yeah.
Because you're weird.
Yeah, I am weird.
So
I like the extraordinary.
The extra ordinary.
Yeah, the extraordinary.
All right, next question comes from American Psycho 08.
American Psycho!
Yeah. Oh! He said, have you ever thought about doing a small webcam shot of you guys doing a small part of the show? It would be interesting to see some of your reactions to things. I bet Wolverine from Zero to Psycho would be hilarious.
From Zero to Psycho.
His question is, for those who have played Beyond Good and Evil, I've heard nonstop talk about this game from forums, top 10 lists, and so on. I bought the game from an old used mom and pop shop for $10. Watched the intro, did the first part with taking pictures inside the house, went to the garage with the pig. At this point, I needed to do other things, saved, and haven't gone back. Mm. Does the game pick up here soon where I can't put it down? I just need that push to get back into it. Give it another go. Would love to hear some opinions of the game. Anyways, keep up the good work. Always great. Great show. Gets me through Monday at work.
You know, it definitely did start off kind of slow. But
it does
pick up.
It does.
It starts off very... Even though at the beginning you do that like flashback thing where you're saving the kids. Yeah. And you're like doing the slow motion with the staff. Like that part was badass. Then when you get in the house and it's kind of like, ugh.
Yeah.
But, like, there's so many memorable things, like the two Rastafarian garage guys. What were they, elephants or whatever?
Yeah.
I can't remember what they were, but...
I think once you get on that that boat and you start exploring the lake city...
Yeah.
That's when the game really opens up. And
yeah.
It's awesome.
There is a part where that game where it, like, gets real, like, crazy awesome.
Yeah.
And you just keep playing it. Yeah. But it is... one of the best games that I play. And the thing at the ending, like when you beat the game, you get so mad that, well, I did, because we thought there'd never be a sequel. And the ending just so leaves open for a sequel.
Is it too much to ask for backwards compatibility?
Yeah.
360
yeah.
for this game?
Yeah.
I really want to play it again.
Buy it on PS2.
I heard it wasn't that good.
Well, it's just got slowdown.
Oh. God, the game's awesome. Yes, continue
Bless you.
To play it. Get past Bless the slow part. You'll love it.
Oh, yeah. Once you get out in that little boat,
yeah.
It's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Next question comes from M. Jones.
Yo, what's up, dude?
What's up?
What's up?
He says, do you think six-axis is bullshit in most games or good in some? Please explain which ones. I want to take advantage of it. Please don't say GTA 4.
I don't know what it's using GTA 4.
I never played it on the PS3.
You know, I don't...
The whole six-axis thing is an afterthought.
I'm going to say that's more of a gimmick than the Wii.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've always, and I will always stick by my stance that I think six-axis is more catered towards me, because it's not how you play the game. It's just an extra little feature.
Well, I'd say a pretty neat use of it is...
Folklore.
Folklore
is the best use of six-axis by far.
But see, if that can be standard in a game, why not Rumble?
Well, 6-axis isn't standard in
Well,
a game.
Most games use it.
Most games decide to use it, but it's not standard. Right. There are games that don't use it. It's not required, so... Of course, neither is Nintendo's Wii Motion, but if you make a game on the Wii that doesn't have motion...
It's not going to
sell.
What's
the point?
Yeah, it's not going to sell.
Yeah.
So,
but
I guess Folklore, I guess, would be the best use of it. I mean,
Folklore's was
unless
awesome.
Unless you download Super Rub-A-Dub?
Super Rub-A-Dub. That's all it did was use the six axis. I thought it was neat.
It was a pretty interesting game.
I like six axis because I like it. It does, like, if, as long as a developer makes a cool use of it. Like, Resistance was cool. Like, when people would grab you, you have to shake the controller to get them off.
Yeah.
That was awesome. I didn't care much for it in Uncharted where you had to angle your grenades with it.
I like that.
I didn't like that.
It gave more in depth of the game.
Yeah, but it was not. It wasn't precise enough for me to throw my grenades because I was always constantly like teetering, you know, to try to aim it right.
I never had a problem with it.
That's because you're just so much better than I am at that game.
Yeah. All right, sarcastic pants. Jesus.
Wait, keep religion out of this podcast, all right? See.
What?
Keep religion
God
out.
Damn it! I said. Oh, you pissed me off,
man. You keep on bringing religion back into this, even though it's profanity.
What?
What?
Never mind.
I have no idea what you just said.
Apparently, religion is profanity.
That's.
No, you said GD.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh. Anyway.
That's next okay.
Just let it go.
GD, God. Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, next question.
All right.
Next question comes from Nexus 530.
Jesus Christ.
We have to compose ourselves. What the fuck?
Do you guys keep all your games, or do you trade them in when you're done? This is part one. I'm much like ZT, and I love physical media, so I find it hard to trade things in. I'm thinking of trading in Battlefield Bad Company. While it's still worth £20, I guess, $40, because it really does suck ass.
Yes, it does.
The only thing is, not many worthwhile games for the PS3 are coming out in August, so I'm going to struggle to fill up the gap, which brings me to question two. I guess question one. Oh, do you keep all your games? Do you trade them in? I keep all mine.
You know, I would like to, but at this current time, I really can't.
Yeah, you can. You don't have to trade stuff in to buy new stuff. You can just wait.
Yeah,
patience is virtue.
You know, then I would just, you know, no one would care what, well, no one has to care what I say anyway, but.
What?
Here.
If we didn't care what you said, I wouldn't have you on the show.
Oh, not you. I mean, out there.
People, you've got fan base now.
I do.
You have a little shrine.
Minus them. But.
You have a little shrine.
I want to keep up with
you. You'll never be Gambus. None of us will.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, that's too much to ask.
Jeez.
Man. But I would like to come in, you know, on a weekly basis talking about new stuff. You know, it gets kind of.
Yeah, but it's fun to. It's all he plays is old stuff.
Well,
yeah.
But like you said, I can't beat him, so there's no use trying to be him.
No, there's no use trying to be him.
I would like to play new stuff, and, you know.
I haven't seen a week come in that you haven't played something new. See?
There you go.
This next week, I won't. Well, except
for
Galaga.
Galaga, see?
I really want to play. Well, anyway, I would like to keep my games, so. When I have money, I keep them. When I don't have money, I don't keep them, I guess is a good way to put it.
See, with me, I keep most of my games, but usually the only time when I really sell a lot of old games is like when another generation of systems comes out, like the next gen, and I'll
like
probably
Star Trek.
Yeah, like Star Trek, the next generation. Kurt to whatever.
I thought you were gonna say Kurt Cobain. I'm
Kurt
like,
Cobain.
Let's say 1991.
Captain Kirk, two to beam up. Well, anyway,
were we in Las Vegas? Oh snap!
Oh snap! It comes full circle. But anyway, yeah, like whenever a new system comes out, I might, you know, sell or trade in like maybe half of the games that I bought for the last gen system, and keep the ones that I really, really, really want. You know,
because it might not be backwards compatible. You might not.
Yeah, I have a big stash of Xbox games that aren't backwards compatible. It kind of pisses me off.
Which we had a conversation about that yesterday.
Yeah, but I'm still not going to get rid of them.
Yeah, but for the most part, I keep my games.
I can't get rid of them anymore.
Yeah.
Unless I got fodder crap that I just don't play or that's not
like
very good.
Women's volleyball.
Women's volleyball? I gave that away, though.
Oh, that's true.
I didn't sell that.
Because no one would take it.
All right. Second question. I'm also an Xbox 360 owner. Should I fill the gap on the gaming rack with Too Human this month? Was the demo really as bad as what people are saying it is? I'm not on Xbox Live, so I wasn't able to play it, hence why I'm on the fence.
It depends on what type of person you are.
If you like looting, hack and slash, like Diablo clones, then yes, you should buy it. If you do not, and
if you're expecting Gears of War or
if you're expecting an action game,
get Mercenaries next week or the week
if
after.
If you're expecting an action game, no.
No.
If you're expecting a Diablo in space with guns, yes.
Yeah.
If you want your action, get Mercenaries.
Yeah, you definitely get Mercenaries. Mercenaries, the bomb sauce. Wow.
That's a new one.
It's
bomb sauce.
The bomb sauce.
That
wow.
Good.
Finally, I'm not bitching at you guys because I love you all. And I wouldn't miss
you.
A show. But how come nearly every time I see you guys sign on to PSN, you leave like a minute after? Still waiting for a Warhawk session so I can show Wombat how to play properly and not just camp out with a sniper rifle. Well, we've kind of talked about this a lot, but usually my PSN login, what it is I have my system set up to auto-login and auto-play DVD. So whenever I turn my PS3 on, I'm usually going to watch a movie. So I'll log in, the movie will start playing, it'll log me in real quick, and then log me right back
out.
That's with me. And by the way, for all you UK listeners out there, I picked up the box set of the show called Spaced. Simon Pegg and Nick Frost and Edgar Wright TV show.
Where'd you get it?
Best Buy.
How much?
Well, it was $40, but I had a certificate for $5 off, so I
that
got for $35.
Sucks.
But
so it was still $40 after tax.
Yeah.
Pretty much. But dude, that is one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Let me borrow it.
When
you're done. You don't do that, do you?
I don't do the borrowing thing.
You dick.
But we can have a marathon here. You know, we could watch it in the studio.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. Come on, guys. I'm going to see.
You going to answer his question?
Oh. Well, I don't have my friends list, so he wouldn't know how long.
How do you know you don't have his friends list?
Well, who are we talking?
Nexus?
Oh, that's a good point. I thought it was Carnage for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't have anyone named Nexus on it, so.
No, you need to send Killer Wolverine a friend request.
I mean, I was online Wednesday or Thursday, and I was downloading the draft tracker, and I was talking to Maze and M. Jones. So I was on there for two, three, something like that, talking to him. So I was on for more than a minute. So, yeah, there you go.
He says, thanks a lot, guys. Keep up the fantastic job. I'll keep spreading the word about the podcast in the UK to bump up those iTunes reviews.
I talk to my fans.
Sweet.
What, are you assuming that I don't? Are you accusing me of ignoring my fans?
No, never. I would never say that.
I ignore you.
Oh my God!
Ouch.
God of Time. Look at his new animation. It's pretty freaky, man. I'd say it's less freaky than the babies in the spinning room. But look at this. Looks like they're crapping out of their mouth. That is so funny, man.
Are you done?
Yes, I'm done.
All right. His question is, can you inform us where to get the N4G t-shirts and all that good stuff? Yeah, if you go to the main page, there's an advertisement plastered all over, like in between each news item. I don't remember the exact site, but I know you can go to the front page and click there, and boom, it'll take you straight to the shirts.
I need to get a shirt.
Gambus, if you still have Gran Turismo Prologue, have you played it with the new updates?
I do not have Gran Turismo Prologue. I sold it because... I think I got like what $20 out of it, so I got about half of money I paid for it back. I sold it because the reason behind my insanity is because I don't know. I just got tired of it. I want to have the full game.
All right. Next question comes from CB900_157.
Hey, how's it going?
He said, thanks for answering my previous question. Yes, it was between you all. That was the question about who would be the patron saint of gaming.
Oh.
I now have another for you. If you can imagine, you're going on a trip, all four of you.
Okay.
The trip will take around 4 hours.
Okay.
You can all choose a handheld console to take with you, including Game Gear and Lynx.
Hmm.
You can choose two games to go with your console, your favorite, and the other is the worst game you can think of. Well, let me see if I read it. You can choose two games to go with this console. One, your favorite, and the other, the worst game you can think of. The best game is for you to play. The worst is for the other members of the group to play.
Shit. Oh, wow.
Interesting. That is an interesting question.
If it was, see, the thing is I handheld stuff I don't play as much, so I'm trying to think.
The thing is with me, I only play the good handheld stuff.
Actually, if I was going, I would take Sheer and the Wonder and make you guys play that. Just because I know it's ass and it'll just kill you over and over again.
I would give Shiren the Wanderer to Wolverine.
And I'll throw it back through your eye.
Yeah.
Well, for me, I would take Siphon Filter probably for the PSP. I love that game. Either that or Street Fighter Alpha 3. Or no, Mega Man Powered
say,
Up.
I thought you would choose Mega Man.
Mega Man Powered Up. I'd probably take that.
You know something? If I had a copy of Shiren the Wanderer, it would have Killer Wolverine's name on it.
Oh, you want to go?
Yes.
You want to go?
Yeah. Right now. Right here, live in the studio.
I'm going to beat the space out of you so I can take it and watch it.
Oh.
Snap. Did you have any?
Man, I'm not really a handheld gamer. I mean, I would, DS, and I would play, you know, I would bring Guitar Hero, and then I'd make you guys play Pokemon, because Pokemon is the shit.
No.
Pokemon.
Pokemon is awesome, dude. Pokemon is not crap
you
at
just
all,
failed.
Man. You just failed, man.
You just made this day.
You know what? I don't think I failed Pokemon.
No,
sucks.
No. Pokemon is
actually. Then I'll bring Pokemon for him, and you bring him Sheer and the Wonder.
Yeah,
there we go.
I'm gonna bring you two punches in the face,
dude. I will bring Pokemon. You could bring Sheeran, and Wolverine could play both at the same time.
We will rain terror upon your face.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Because when I'm done playing them, I'm going to send them right back your way in the form of a...
So when you get killed for the 150th time, within a four-hour time span, playing Sheeran the Wanderer, you could look over at Pokemon, and the little cute little Pikachu would be laughing at you.
He'd be laughing at me. He'd be laughing at you for playing this shitty game.
Next question.
Whatever, man.
Well, this isn't really a question. It's a comment from one of our moderators, Snoop Dizzle.
Hey, what's up, Snoop Dizzle?
Actually, he would like... He says, there needs to be more loving in the podcast. Would one of you serenade another podcast member? It would also help ease
really?
The tension and stress. It's for your own good.
Here's my loving. Fuck you.
That's not nice.
Not him. You guys. Fuck you both.
Man.
Here's my loving.
And I will always love you.
I will always love you. Oh my God. I love you guys.
Oh,
I can't stand it.
There you go. Awesome.
That was too much.
That was awesome.
Too much love.
Anyway.
That was too much love, man.
Yeah.
Now you need to go on a diet.
Yeah.
A love
need to go
diet.
On a diet of love.
I stick by my loving.
Yeah, I figured you would. Anyway. Next question comes from Clance.
Clance.
Hey, fellas. What's happening? Greetings from London. Cheerio. Hip, hip.
How's the weather? How's the weather?
Raining.
Foggy.
Thanks for the friends ad, Wombat. But he's not here. Okay.
What? He didn't thank me?
He said Wombat had accepted his friend's request when he wrote this question. He sent one to the rest of us, but we hadn't answered at that point.
Oh.
So. Yo. Number one, Soul Calibur 4, favorite character, and why? His is Raphael, but I'm just too into the SC4 universe, or the SC4 version of himself that he created.
Nice.
Who's your favorite character?
I don't know. I kind of like Kalik. I kind of like Sophidia, Ivy, Taki, Mitsurugi, and Cervantes.
See, I think my favorite character is Tira. I just think it's an interesting character.
And Tira, yeah.
I think it's an interesting character.
I haven't played it enough to even have a favorite character. I beat it with Yoda and Mitsurugi.
And everybody always wants to play Mitsurugi.
And Star Killer.
The Apprentice?
The Dark Apprentice.
I haven't even unlocked him.
Join the dark side of the Force.
Second question. Have you created yourself in the game or just jiggly women?
Zero knows this.
Yeah, that's all you created was jiggly women.
Yeah.
In their underwear.
Yeah, I got like 20 characters and like 15 of them are women.
Did you create yourself?
No.
I didn't either. Not yet.
I'm thinking about it,
I created my wife and I created Justin.
I don't think that there is enough badassness to the character creation to create me.
Oh, snap! You just kicked that much ass.
Actually, yeah. I'm going to create you, and I'm going to give you Voldo stance.
Oh, jeez. Man.
His third question, can you play with lots of different characters? I know it's okay to button mash, but combos seem really varied, and I'm not sure my brain can remember the movesets like it used to on Street Fighter 2. My brain can't comprehend. I came to that realization just recently that my brain cannot contain all of these moves anymore like I used to be able to, but I can still get by with pretty much any character. I mean, there are certain ones that I don't care to play with. Like, I'm not a big fan of Ivy. I don't like that weapon. I'm not a big fan of the big guys, Astaroth, Rock. Siegfried and Nightmare are a lot better in this one than they have been in the past. But pretty much anybody else I can play with. I'm not a fan of Raphael or Amy. I don't care much for the
whole fencing.
The rapier swords, that's not my thing. Maxie is almost too easy to play with. Like he's got endless combos.
I played Amy, the Amy chick, you know, the little chick with the fencing sword. Man, I tore this one dude up, man.
She's got some cheap moves. She really does. Yeah, she has some really cheap moves, but I just don't like playing that way.
Yeah. Well, regardless of who I play with, I'm going to suck, so it don't matter.
Thing is, I feel at most in tuned with the game when I'm playing as Mitsurugi.
He seems balanced.
Mitsurugi!
He's definitely the most balanced character in the game.
Seems like it.
All right. Next question comes from Silpho.
Yo!
What's up?
Here's a quick one. If all of the consoles had exactly the same features, options, network capability, etc.
Etc, etc, etc.
Which interface would you like the most? The Wii channels, the XMB, or the guide?
I'm gonna throw this freaking thing on a freaking loop. The Wii channels.
I agree.
I would agree with you if it wouldn't get too cluttered after a while, because you can't sort. So, like, if I had like 100 arcade games, they would just be like a million different channels, and I can't bunch them into one.
Well, if you're able to do that, then they would.
But you can't. He said that they all have the same features as far as like all that other stuff. So ignore that. But which interface would you use? I would probably see. That's a toss between the 360 and the PS3 because they both have the sorting. I guess I just have to decide whether I have the crossbar or if I have the blades.
I really don't like the crossbar.
I like the crossbar.
I've never been a big fan of it.
I don't like how confusing it gets, but I do like a lot about it. I like being able to sort in the folders, rename stuff.
I just don't like that. I don't know. I just don't like it.
I like the interface. It would be between those two. I don't really think I could pick one.
Well, I hate how it also has to ask me 20 questions to delete a goddamn message.
Well, the thing is, with the PSN, it reminds me a lot of more of a PC. Like a computer interface?
No.
Of course, you can't say much. The new 360 dashboard looks like frickin' Vista.
Well, yeah. Microsoft's running with their you know, baby. I don't know.
I don't know
where I was going with that.
You're crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, next question. 41G Classic.
Says Classic.
He has a Q.
Okay.
Do any of you like Tekken? I picked up Tekken 5 a while back, and I've been playing it since then. I put more hours into that game than any RPG. Can't wait for Tekken 6. Nice podcast.
Well, thanks.
I suck at Tekken because that requires combos, and I'm a button master, so no, I hate Tekken.
I've honestly never been a fan of Tekken. I mean, I like playing it, but it's not something I get heavily into. I like Soul Calibur more. I like DOA more. I don't know. It's always been like, I love fighting games, and if I had to put them in an order, Tekken would probably be at the bottom on my list. I've just never been.
But would it be above Toshinden?
Yeah. I mean,
I liked
the second Toshinden was terrible. The third one I liked. But, and that's, I guess it's kind of like Tekken. Like, Tekken 2 was awesome.
See, Tekken 2, was the one that I most got into out of all of them.
It was awesome. And then 3 kind of felt rushed. And Tag,
three felt like 2.
That's again. My problem is really is after 2, 3, 4, and 5 all felt like 2 with more characters, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, better graphics.
I don't know. I'm not a huge fan. I don't like the characters that much either.
Yeah, the characters are,
so
it's kind of like, you know, you see a CGI scene of, like, someone getting pissed off. And they, like, do something stylish, and that's the ending.
All right, next question comes from TNT Eminem.
What's up?
He says, hi, guys, this will be fast.
Oh, fast.
In a video game deathmatch, who will win between you all? Choose any game, and the fun part is, how will you win the match? Any bloody images or memories of this match would be great. This podcast is awesome. Keep up the great work.
I'm going to...
Quick, just pick a game.
Unreal Tournament.
There you go, Unreal Tournament. Who's going to win?
You.
You.
Why?
Because you fucking rule.
Thing is, with any game, here's the thing that I've noticed.
See, don't build me up on this, because then everybody just wants to beat me online, and I'm terrible.
Well, what?
Compared to other people, you know?
Well, here's the thing. Zero Tolerance, my experience of playing games with Zero Tolerance is one of great abundance of humbleness. In other words, he kicks my ass in every single game genre possible. I could play a game for 20 hours, and he would be able to learn everything that I've learned within maybe 2 hours. So within 2 hours, he would be about as good as I would be if I put 20 hours into a game. That's just how he is. So he's a bad sucker.
You know, I've only beat him in one game.
And what's that?
Fight Night.
Oh.
I'm terrible at Fight Night. I just don't comprehend boxing. I'm trying to do combos with my feet.
And it gave him a little taste of how I get when he beats the living shit out of me. So he knows a little bit of where I'm coming from. Just a little bit.
I laughed so hard when I beat Fight Night. I was just so terrible at that game. I'm like, this is stupid. But I can't use my feet.
Game.
This is like a retarded fighting game. It's terrible.
We get back to his question. Okay, Unreal Tournament, you would win. How?
I don't know. You guys are telling me I'd win. I don't know if I'd win.
You'd blow me the fuck up.
I'd jib you with a flat cannon, and then I would turn around and snipe Gambus Khan in the head. There you go.
And his head would...
And then I would scream into the microphone, double kill, bitches!
No, here's how it would go down. I would have the most powerful weapon in the game, and I would be strafing in a circle trying to attack Zero Tolerance, and he would be laughing at me, uncontrollably laughing hysterically at me, while just dancing between the fire of whatever weapon I'm using, even if it's the most powerful weapon in the whole game. And then he would use the weakest weapon in the whole game and just hit me with it like 24 times until I just die. And then he just keeps on laughing at me. And get this. As he kills me and laughing at me uncontrollably, strafing in between all of the firing that I'm doing with the most powerful weapon game, he's also at the same time drunk. So he'd be almost incapacitated, laughing historically, and at the same time completely owning me.
See, here's the thing about being drunk when you play video games, though, is you're a lot better. Because you don't have any inhibitions, you don't have any setbacks. So there are things that I've done in video games when I was drunk that I could never reproduce when I'm sober. Because you just enjoy it. You just let go and play. You don't care.
And you try not strafe in a circle. That won't get you anywhere. Why would you strafe in a circle? That's not fun.
Are you criticizing his first-person shooter skills? Because I think you need to go back to school first.
Not that bad. All right. Oh,
I never said you were
I do
bad.
Get my ass kicked.
You just got held back in junior high. What's that?
There are times I do really well in first-person shooters. Really well. In fact,
usually when I put the controller down to go to the bathroom.
Hey,
That was good.
Every once in a while, like in Halo 3, every once in a while I'll see some dude that'll stop for a split second, and I'll run up behind him and do a melee attack. That just feels so good.
That never gets old.
Yeah,
it really doesn't.
That never gets old.
But that pretty much puts us at our sweet spot.
Yeah.
We rocked out. We'll be back to the questions more next week, and then we'll have some Two Human talk next week.
Human.
We'll find out if it really is good or not. We'll find out if Dennis Dyack was just talking out of his butt cheeks. Awesome. Anyway.
Well, there we go.
We're getting out of here. So. Yeah. Mr. Khan, even though the radio announcer voice isn't here, you are here to do this.
Yes, and that is...
Blacktop Payments, cover me like a chemical reaction or a steamroller spreading randomly. There's a distant buzz and the frequency, it tickles my ear, rumbles under my feet, and it shakes the leaves off of every tree. Violently, what pretension, everlasting peace. Everything must cease. Institution on the hill, like a beacon in the mind of an ancestor to ignite a people's will. There's a shadowed stain on the west facade. It had spread like decay to entrap the flood, and the descendants find it oh so odd. Oh so odd. What pretension, everlasting peace. Everything must cease. Grave memorial, hewn white stone, like the comforting caress of a mother or a friend you've always known. It evokes such pain and significance. What was once is reduced to remembrance, and the generations pass without recompense. Oh, what pretension, everlasting peace. Everything must cease.
I gotta check this.
Keep on that on loop.
What?
You can keep that on loop.
Blah! 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 Good evening, I want to suck your blah!
I still need to get Game Wisconsin to do another sexual sound so I can loop it like 45 times at the end.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You like that, don't you? Oh yeah.
I can make a techno song out of that.
Yeah. Oots, 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 oots. Oh yeah.
You sounded like a fucking dying poodle.
Oh yeah.
Meow. That's a cat, man.